AP News for Friday, August 20th. I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden reiterates his pledge following the fall of Afghanistan to the Taliban.
Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
At the White House, Biden says there doesn't seem to be signs of resistance.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through.
Just outside the airport, this man says he worked for the U.S. and he wants to leave.
We've been in contact. The crowd is just crazy. No one is helping. And I don't know if this keeps going, no one would get help.
Huge throngs remain at the various gates, hoping to get in and on to flights out. There have also been a number of rescue forays outside the airport by U.S. forces. A Chinook helicopter picking up nearly 100 Afghans, mainly women and children, and getting them inside the facility. The Justice Department goes to the Supreme Court seeking a delay in the restart of a Trump administration immigration policy that had been dropped by President Biden. Jackie Quinn has more.
Last week, a federal judge ordered the program known as Remain in Mexico to be reinstated this weekend. It was in response to a lawsuit filed by Texas and Missouri, which are trying to reinstate some of the hardline anti-immigration policies enacted during the Trump administration. The Biden administration has argued that the president has clear authority to determine immigration policy, adding that Remain in Mexico has been dormant for more than a year because of the pandemic, and reinstating it suddenly would interfere with U.S. relations with regional partners, disrupt operations at the southern border, and threaten to create a humanitarian crisis. Critics say the program denied people the legal right to seek protection in the U.S. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. The storyteller is gone.
Country is living in the city, knowing your people.
Singer-songwriter Tom T. Hall, composer of Harper Valley PTA, and songs about the simple joys of the country life and music, has died. He was 85. Oregon is the first major college to require those who want to attend sporting events to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test. The Oregon football team opens its season in Eugene, September 4th, against Fresno State. Earlier, Hawaii became the first major college football school to say it would not have fans in attendance for its opening game on the 5th of September. General Motors is recalling all Chevy Bolts, more than 140,000 vehicles, because of a problem with modules in the car's batteries, which can lead to fires. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.